It's Friday, October 2nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A warning from the U.S. Treasury, which leads to CompTIA's research, and Twitter's work-from-home culture. This is the Business of Tech. The U.S. Treasury is issuing guidance that, quote, companies that facilitate ransomware payments to cyber actors on behalf of victims, including financial institutions, cyber insurance firms, and companies involved in digital forensics and incident response, not only encourage future ransomware payment demands, but also maybe risk violating regulations, end quote. You may be violating the law if you pay a ransomware payment. Why do we care? The FBI has been actively trying to discourage the payment of ransoms, with many finding it easier to pay, including insurance companies, if law enforcement wants to change that behavior. Ratcheting up the risk is the way to do that. Let's observe this is not a new set of regulations. One researcher observes that this is a warning to ensure people work with law enforcement and/or third-party security firms. That guidance applies to technology services providers. Do not forget that a breach is also a crime. If you're not qualified to handle the incident, find someone who is. Don't just dive in to start trying things, as you may be destroying evidence. If you need a little humor, I've included a link to a coffee maker that was hacked to demand ransom, because clearly anything can. This leads us to some new data from CompTIA diving into cybersecurity. 8 in 10 organizations said their cybersecurity practices are improving. 42% of companies currently hold a cyber insurance policy, and 72% of companies that rely on external security firms saying that they use more than one for their security needs. Diving into that insurance stat, cybersecurity insurance is another emerging area. Some 45% of large companies, 41% of mid-sized firms, and 37% of small businesses have a cyber insurance policy. Common coverage areas include the cost of restoring data, 56% of policyholders, the cost of finding the root cause, 47%, coverage for third-party incidents, 43%, and response to ransomware, 42%. Why do we care? Only 37% of small businesses having cyber insurance means that a whole lot of businesses don't have cyber insurance. Even if your customers aren't going to buy it, I would encourage you to have that conversation. I call this an active decision versus a passive one. A passive decision happens simply from not knowing or not deciding, but an active one is to decide to do, or in some cases, to not do. Make sure your customers have actively decided their position on cyber insurance, because a passive one can actively bite you later, particularly as we learn from the penalties in the previous story. Pointing listeners to a bit of a long read for the weekend on the Washington Post, which dives into Twitter's conversion to work from home, which began well before the pandemic. Here's a quote to consider. Quote, Simon Sinek, author of several books on management, said many people grossly misunderstand what he described as Twitter's progressive approach. Their policy isn't working from home. It's letting people work where they feel most productive, he said. They don't need to ask permission. They don't need to feel guilty. Why do we care? This is a good read because it dives into Twitter's journey around HR, procedures, and policy that is making their transition effective beyond just technology. The culture impacts of the transition are highlighted by that quote. It's about investment in culture. Also of note to me, all of the experiences here in regards to those policy procedures and cultures are the business value example we're constantly looking for. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you again with a long-form editorial on Sunday, and we'll dive in with more stories on Monday. Have a great weekend.